Hello, it's Lisa and Pete with the catch-up.
In today's edition, hear how you can try on glasses and sunnies in the privacy of your own home before deciding what to buy with Dan the Internet's app segment.
Leno and Woodley are back together and coming to Perth next year. They stopped by to tell us all about their new show.
And it's 20 years since we lost the great Michael Hutchence. Hear our special tribute to the INXS frontman.
Lisa and Pete disappear when the show finishes. Don't let the water in your pool disappear by evaporation over summer. Save water and money with an Elite Solar Pool Blanket. Call Elite. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
We have been gutted since 2006 when you, frankly, dropped the wood. But damn, it's good to have you guys back. Leno and Woodley will bring their brand new live show, Fly, to Perth's Regal Theatre from the 22nd to the 24th of May 2018. Your tickets are on sale now at lenoandwoodley.com.au. And the guys join us now. So good to have you on the show, lads.
Thanks for having us.
Good morning, so good afternoon, good evening. It's great to be here. Thank you, Pete. Thank you, Lisa.
Oh, look, after such highbrow, secret caliber negotiations, it was a what do you reckon that turned into a yeah, why not?
Yes,
you decided,
exactly.
Let's give it another burl.
Exactly. We did a show at a big event to celebrate the Melbourne International Comedy Festival's 30th anniversary, and that was about a little bit over a year ago.
Yep.
And that was the first time we'd been on stage in over 10 years together, and it was just such good fun. Yeah, exactly. At the end of it, afterwards, we kind of went, what do you reckon?
And we just kept on saying, what do you reckon? Well, what do you reckon? Well, I don't know. What do you reckon?
That went
and then
on
we
for
finally,
days.
And it's good that neither of us had to actually make the first, opening gesture. Somebody else kind of organised it. So, you know, we didn't
well,
have to.
That's not exactly true, Cole. I've been calling Cole about once a week, you know, over the last 10 years saying, why don't you? Well, when I say calling Cole, I mean, I've been calling his management. I actually think you can give me your phone number now.
Oh, Frank, I don't like to give my phone number to any of my fans.
All right. Or
some would say any of your fan. But yeah, Frank has been calling me constantly over the last 12 years and we finally thought, yeah, no, bugger it, let's just do it. Come on. And the response has been overwhelming and we're really, really, really happy.
And you're coming back to a place that you would probably know quite well, the Regal Theatre.
Yes.
Next May. And it's a bit thespian-y. You're doing something with the Wright brothers. Well, not with the Wright brothers. They're long dead.
Yeah. No, they're dead.
Something about the Wright brothers.
No, we've dug up their skeletons and we put them on. We're kind of puppeteering their skeletons.
Oh, nice.
It's a story that's based on the Wright brothers inventing the aeroplane, but it's really less than a quarter of the show will actually be us doing the story of the Wright brothers and over three quarters will be us trying to do the story of the Wright brothers and not succeeding and going off on weird tangents.
Two of the most inventive and brilliant pioneers of world history, you know, doing a show about the Wright brothers.
Hey!
The big question, which of you is Orville and who's Wilbur?
We keep fluctuating in rehearsal because we can't remember which did what.
Okay. Apparently,
I think I'm Orville, aren't I? And you're Wilbur?
Woodley.
I was Orville.
I'm not sure, but
apparently one of them, the older one, was the one, you know, at the point where they said, you know, one of us is going to have to get into that test glider. And apparently the older one went, well, it's you. And if you don't do it like old times, I'm going to pin you down and dribble in your mouth.
That
so
it's
the big brother, little brother kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Just even in those days. Bullying was, it's had an early history.
So we have planes because of a Chinese burn.
That's exactly right.
Well, that's right.
As we call it these days, a burn of non-determined racial
origins.
Yes.
Yeah,
we have to be
just
careful.
Just showing my age.
I tell you what, you know, 2006 doesn't seem that long ago, but then you say what you said before, over a decade.
Yeah.
Usain Bolt's entire career, his three Olympics where he dominated, that all occurred while we were retired from the stage. So I'm not saying there's a direct correlation, you know, but although, mind you, I was his masseur through that whole period. So.
People did some great stuff over those 12 years, and we were responsible for some of it. That's basically what we're saying.
We've had 9 changes of government, and that's within the one party. I mean, that
wasn't our fault.
It's sort of correlated with the whole government going to hell.
Yeah, finally, Leno and Woodley are back together. Stability will come to the Australian Parliament.
Oh, well, you'll see stability happening from the 22nd to the 24th of May 2018 at Perth's Regal Theatre. It's called Fly. It is so good to have you guys back together again and on tour. LanoandWoodley.com.au is where you can get tickets, and a pleasure having you on our show, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Pete.
Thanks,
Lisa.
Love you.
Love you.
Missing you already.
Thanks,
it's been rich and real.
Yes.
Hugs and kisses.
See you, guys.
Oh, come on. You hang up first.
Today is all about this guy. Don't ask me what you know is true. Don't have to tell you I love your precious heart. 20 years since his death on November 22nd, 1997. In a room at Sydney's Ritz-Carlton Hotel, Michael Hutchence's legacy lives on. On that terrible Saturday morning, INXS were due to rehearse ahead of their upcoming Australian tour in support of 1997's Elegantly Wasted, the album. Hutchence never showed up. The band heard the news the way the rest of us did, through the media. Many of us can remember exactly where we were when we heard it. I know I can. Michael's death silenced far too soon. A phenomenal voice, moody, sexual and dynamic, able to shift effortlessly from fragile to pretty damn sure of himself. Hutchence didn't so much sing things as either boldly declare them or coyly tell them. And Michael Hutchence, we will always miss you. In the dark of night, those small hours I drift away when I'm with you. In the dark, because I'm happy. Clap along if your iTunes account has been approved. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel that downloading is the truth. Get the update on what to download. It's Dan the Internet with Lisa and Pete.
Wee.
Wee. Hello.
Wee.
Wee.
Hey, guys.
Is that some kind of little game thing?
Yeah. This is a gaming thing, yeah, that's it. You get online, you're like,
wait. It's a gamer's mating call.
First app today, you'd argue, definitely, I've arguably never worked a day in my life, proper work. But there's a lot of people out there.
They converted, yeah, yeah.
A lot of people out there that do work very hard, and particularly shift workers, yes, who must have all sorts of trouble keeping track of days and nights. I'm thinking about someone like a police officer who may have a week of days and then goes to nights and stuff.
And so that's tough.
Yeah.
Make the switch. Yeah.
So, like I said, I've never done it myself, so I can't relate, but I could certainly imagine how tough it would be. There's an app I've just found called Shift Worker, which I think has been out for a little while, but actually allows these people to, it's a really interface-friendly type calendar situation, so they can clearly see when they're on and when they're off. And they can share it with their family. So if you've got a wife at home or whatever, or a husband at home, that you need to know when you're a night, when you're a day, it's all there. So I think that's really great.
It's like a virtual punch in, punch out.
Yeah, it's sort of, yeah.
Because it can get confusing.
Oh, you try
to remember if such and such is on, you know, nights or mornings
exactly.
That week.
And, so it's up at the Dan the Internet page, at Lisa and Pete page of the Mix website. It's very
terrific. Okay.
The other one I found, and I think this is great, I believe there's a West Australian connection in this, it's called Specs. S-P-E-Q-S.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we talked about gaming. I'm probably the only gamer in the world that doesn't wear glasses. I thought you were too, Pete, but you've got
I've got contact lenses. Yeah.
So I'm lucky that I'm a 44-year-old bloke that doesn't need any kind of eyewear yet. Mm. But I've seen my wife, Mrs. Nutt, always worn glasses. And, you know, this thing called Specs allows people to try on glasses and sunglasses with the virtual reality app so you can actually see it on your face. By holding it to your remember that app we talked about, Masquerade?
Yeah, I still use it.
We used to do Batman.
Still makes me laugh.
Yeah. For those people that know, you use your camera and your phone. use your phone to look at yourself.
Such
and you can put
fun.
Yeah, a bit like how Instagram and Snapchat do all their filters and stuff.
Yeah.
This thing uses that sort of technology, so you can actually put all range of glasses on your face to see what they look like.
Privacy of your home without the shop person going, oh, those ones are good. Yeah, those ones are amazing. Oh, yes, those ones bring out your eyes. Yeah.
And then you get home, you're like, maybe that person needed glasses.
Yes. Yeah.
So where's the database come from? Like, do companies put their glasses on here or do you have to go to a shop and take a picture?
I believe there's one manufacturer so far that's got their glasses database in there, but they make a whole range of styles. So you can literally choose the kind of style you like.
The main thing is to get the style. Yeah,
correct. Yes. So I think that's fantastic. Like, see the privacy of your own home or wherever you are. So
Well, the last time I went to find new spectacles, I kid you not, I was in there for over an hour trying on different ones.
Well, I imagine you would, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's overwhelming.
It is, and you're spending a lot of money. You're spending anywhere from $400 to $600 to $800.
Mm. I'll chuck it up on the Mix 94.5 Facebook page so everyone can go and check them out. Excellent. I think they're great apps. So,
just quickly before we let you go, today's a very special day for INXS fans, of which you are certainly a big one.
Probably the biggest in the country.
Yeah, arguably, and very sad day, actually. Yeah, it was 20 years ago today that late, great Michael Hutchins checked out, which is, you know.
They talk about that JFK thing of, you know, where were you when? I can completely remember the exact moment.
I actually put a story up talking about how it impacted that day impacted my life.
Yes.
Because, and it's weird, it's like a guy that I idolized and loved.
Yeah.
And I didn't really grieve because you didn't know him, but I still felt the grief, if that makes sense.
It's
I wasn't
a weird
there.
Kind of grief it's all of its weird, own, isn't
it's
it?
It's really
strange.
For anyone
that.
Famous, it's quite a shocking death that you're always going to have that kind of thing. But this thing, oh yeah, man, it rocked my world, you know, and it still does. So I think I said in this thing online that people can go and check out. I think the one thing Australians now get, now that he's gone, is how successful and talented he was. Like he was truly was a rock star. And I think that gets a bit, was a bit lost, particularly at the time when he was still alive. But 20 years on, I think people now really get how big a deal he was.
And you got a heap of stuff online?
Lots of stuff. I found 5 songs that people might not know were about Michael Hutchins.
Right.
Stuck in a Moment You Can't Get Out Of by U2. That's about Michael Hutchins. Wow. You know,
they were very good friends.
Yeah, yeah. Hutchins. That's right. Yeah. So there's a whole bunch of stuff at mix.com.au.
Excellent.
Boom.
Thank you, Dad.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Lisa and Pete are great at hide and seek, but the Elite Hideaway pool cover system is an award winner. Save water and money with the Elite Hideaway. Call Elite.